there are some summits or some meetings which he should actually let go, because some of these summits are not very pertinent, not very relevant to the issues that are affecting us as Zimbabwe, a country that has an economy that has virtually collapsed, an economy that is comatose. In fact, a country that is among the 20 poorest countries in the world. We should also appreciate that only one African country is part or a member of the G20, and that is South Africa, which is fully represented there by President Jacob Zuma. We should then urge President Mugabe to use his discretion, not to go to meetings simply because he has been invited. He should know that the country is bankrupt. Zimbabwe doesn't have the money. It is expensive to charter an Air Zimbabwe jet. It is expensive to stay for all those days in an expensive city like Antalya with all those people who are going to spend their time just doing absolutely nothing for the advancement of the economy of Zimbabwe.
But President Mugabe is not the only invited guest. There is Senegalese President Macky Sall, who is also the NEPAD chairman.
We appreciate that President Macky Sall of the Senegal is also attending. But you are saying Zimbabwe is in a very unique situation because our economy is struggling. If you look at the economy of Senegal right now, it is one of the fastest growing economies, not only in West Africa, but in the entire sub-Saharan region.